With broad bipartisan support, the Mississippi House and Senate have passed a bill to remove the state's 126-year-old flag that many see as a symbol of hate and oppression. The vote Sunday afternoon calls for the flag's immediate removal. A 9-member commission will now be appointed to design a new flag that cannot have the Confederate symbol and must have the phrase, "In God We Trust." Mississippi voters will decide to approve or reject the new design during the November general election. For NPR News, I'm Teresa Collier in Jackson, Mississippi.
You're listening to NPR.
With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. Garfield County will receive over $5 million from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, to help with losses in their budgets. Municipalities will be able to reimburse themselves for COVID-19 relief they've provided, like government employee payrolls, stimulus programs such as Basalt Bucks and Glenwood Gold, and distance learning models in school districts. The county will be able to access that relief funding in early July. Tomorrow, Colorado voters will decide which Democrat they want to take on Republican Cory Gardner in the U.S. Senate race. As Scott Franz reports, the primary race between John Hickenlooper and Andrew Romanoff has gotten contentious in the final stretch.
It's been a rough month on the virtual campaign trail for John Hickenlooper, who was held in contempt and fined by a state ethics board for accepting free flights and a limousine ride during his second term as governor. He's also been hammered over the ethics woes repeatedly by Andrew Romanoff, but Romanoff's aggressive attack ads on the issue didn't sit well with current Governor Jared Polis, who called on him to pull the ad. Hickenlooper has received endorsements in recent days from high-profile Democrats, such as Senator Elizabeth Warren. Romanoff is trying to sell himself to voters as the more progressive pick on issues such as climate change. Hickenlooper is making the case that he does a better job of bringing people together and is best positioned to defeat Cory Gardner in November. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Meanwhile, voters in the state's 3rd congressional district are choosing their candidates in a primary race for the U.S. House of Representatives. Democrats are choosing between Diane Mitch Bush, a former state representative from Steamboat Springs, and James Iacino, a Ridgeway resident who leads a major seafood company. Republicans are choosing between 5-term incumbent Scott Tipton and Lauren Boebert, a gun rights activist in Rifle who owns a restaurant where the waitstaff carry firearms. A Colorado team says their work on a COVID vaccine is progressing and that in hamsters it's shown to be effective. Ray Goodrich directs the Infectious Disease Research Center at Colorado State University. He says even if other vaccines are already in human trials, now is not the time to throw in the towel.
Be ready and able to take many shots on goal. Not all of them are going to go in the net. But ultimately, by taking as many shots and using as many approaches as you can, hopefully something or maybe even several of them get you all the way to where you want to be.
If successful, one advantage of the CSU vaccine is that it might be easier to produce than others. That's because the key ingredient is made using a portable device that's already used by medical centers across the globe. In total, about 200 vaccines are in development. I'm Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, developing ways to use the PD-L1 pathway in immunotherapy to treat cancer. Committed to making contributions in cancer treatment for 72 years. DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Support for Aspen Public Radio comes from the all-volunteer Aspen Thrift Shop. Although currently closed due to coronavirus, the thrift shop looks forward to resuming business as soon as it's safe. Donations will be gratefully accepted when the shop is able to open.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Noelle King.